Greg Mello back in the studio with us. He's the executive director of the Los Alamos Study Group, an organization that, as we mentioned, started part-time in 1989, went full-time in 1992, based in central northern New Mexico. The mission has changed a little. We spoke about awakening the road to revelation, revolution, and evolution, and hopefully peaceful resolution in what's to come. I know you have great concerns about the rapid changes that are ahead. You've been an adversary for nuclear disarmament unilaterally, and there's something in process about that, an international campaign to abolish nuclear weapons still. But what of these three priority clusters that we talked about, climate, energy, economy, impact over the and our environment, U.S. militarism and empire, and the equality of human nature or nature's life forms. What do you want to cover in this segment?
Well, let's talk about that first big one, that that nexus of issues that include climate and energy. I think people can see how closely related those are. You can't talk about energy without talking about our economy, and you can't talk about energy without talking about its environmental impact and the environmental impact of our economy and our consumption. So it all ends up being one big ball of wax, as I said before. And it's really the master issue, because the health of the climate and is going to affect whether or not we survive or not, and whether or not other species survive. It's not something we can put off to another day. It's not something we can approach very gradually, because there are natural systems involved that have their own momentum and their own dynamics, and there are critical tipping points which are being reached. And we need to leave our denial behind and find a way to engage positively with these world changes. What we risk if we don't is not just something that will happen to our children, which is terrible, but if we don't engage with these real phenomena, we risk our mental health right now. You know, we've been saying for a decade or more that if people don't get involved, many people will fall into despair. Some people, let's say that this is more typical on the far right, will evolve delusive thoughts about how there isn't climate change. And on the Democratic Party style is to say, oh, yes, we're very smart people. We know there's climate change. But what's denied is the gravity of the situation and the thoroughness of the response that's required.
How grave is the situation? I mean, how do you see it individually? How does the Los Alamos Study Group as an organization address this? I know you're working on a new document. I'm looking forward to seeing what that is and how, of course, our listeners can wake up to a point of the gravity. And, you know, I speak often on the show about love and the law of vibrational energy and unity in these fields that we need to come together in. But I'm not saying that that isn't part of the agenda in some way, but people aren't awake to that.
Yes, it is part of the agenda. I think that we can take a deep breath and absorb the gravity of the situation. The Arctic sea ice right now is not forming like it normally does. It's been gradually decreasing each year, but this year it's fallen off a cliff. We know that it's been 30 and 40 degrees warmer in the Arctic than is normal. Now, there's always been warm spikes, but and this is very important, because as the sea ice disappears, more sunlight and heat is absorbed by the dark ocean. over the course of the year, and then the Arctic heats even further. And this would be an example of a positive feedback. We'll see part of the effect this winter as the polar vortex moves into the continental United States, because it basically it's the cold that isn't up north. That actually the whole height of the stratosphere has changed.
What does that mean in terms of, you said the polar north moving into the United States? Does that mean warmer or?
It means colder.
Colder.
It's colder here and warmer up there.
Because
what used to be a steep gradient, an altitude gradient in the stratosphere is now not so steep. And but there are natural processes that, if triggered, could have truly catastrophic consequences, and we don't want to do that. We want to get a grip on this.
Is it too late? Honestly,
we don't know.
And I say that because I'm not interested in fear as a motivator.
Right.
I'm interested in really love and unity as a motivator. But what you're imploring people to do is get off the couch a little bit.
Yes.
Stop watching the ordinary news and snooze, and think that everything's okay.
Right. It's not something we can know. It is probably not too late, and what we do really matters. And there could be, for example, there could be corrective natural forces that we don't normally think about. For example, volcanic eruptions caused by the melting of ice on top of volcanoes. So in Iceland, there's a very large volcano that is thought to be capped by ice. And it's not a very pleasant thought, but volcanoes cool the climate. And so we don't know everything. And so our actions and our intentions and our actions kind of form, if you will, a material prayer.
All right, I had to bring this into the conversation. I have to bring this in the conversation. This, the cliche, follow the money.
Yeah.
And why is this happening? What is really going on underneath the surface? And maybe that is we've covered number one.
A little bit, huh?
This is only scratching the surface in some ways, but we know that there is climate change and there's demands for more energy. U.S. militarism and empire you brought in. So tie that all together.
Sure. We can't solve these problems while pursuing the paradigm of militarism and empire. It's too expensive. It corrupts our thinking, it corrupts our institutions, and it basically is mutually exclusive with with the long-term viability of our economy, because it's very inefficient at making jobs and it makes nothing that people can actually use. It doesn't solve our energy crisis, it exacerbates the energy crisis. So in many ways, the problem of militarism and empire is a foundational problem, and it's one that's very important for us here in New Mexico, because we are constantly encouraged to invest in militarism, invest in nuclear weapons, where New Mexico has the leading role in the United States.
And there's a new treaty in process for a nuclear ban.
Yes.
You said 400 plus groups.
Yes.
Are involved. Only 12 in the U.S.
Approximately,
I mean, that's awesome in itself. This country is not supporting that.
No. Okay. No. The United States uses nuclear weapons as the ultimate weapon, the winning weapon, what the ancient Romans called ultima ratio, the ultimate decider of battle, of conflict. So it enables empire and serves as a symbol of U.S. might, an aegis, as it will, as it would be over the empire, and it also cultivates an attitude of human disposability, because nuclear war is basically like a suicide vest for humanity.
All right. Again, this is being brought to your attention, not for fear. Mm-hmm. If you do feel fear, hopefully it'll motivate you to understand a different vibration or quality, call it love, or law of vibrational energy, as Rudy brings up every once in a while. We're going to give information out about how you can help through all these segments, but I think we'll take another break here, Greg, and then go to this item three, if you would. And then, you know, what's the solution here as you see it? Okay? We shall continue in this multiple part serialized conversation about awakening to the realities of what lie ahead.
Love is love, simple and true. An easy thing that's so hard to do. Everybody feels joy and pain. The difference is we're all the same. Love is love. Love is love. Love is love. We all are one. They say everything is equal under the sun. Day by day, we conceive and choose to deny what we believe. Love is love. Love is love. Love is love, oh, love is love. Love is love, oh, love. Love is love. Nail bitten and blind. How quick we lose what took so long to find. All good stories come to an end. From that first kiss to are we still friends? Love is love. Love is love. Love is love, oh, love is love. Love is love, oh love is love, I'll grant you that. Waving goodbye while tipping my hat. It will never be over, and when all's said and done, what does anybody see in anyone? Love is love. Love is love. Love is love. Love is love.
Music interlude here on TRM 98.1 Radio Free Santa Fe. Paul Sachs, Love is Love. That's the title track of his album that we had as a top 80 in 2016. Alan Hutner here and Liberty Menabit cruising you into the last half hour of TRM. And we have a music set ahead of some fun. Seventh Generation, make a social statement called Third Eye. And Ziggy Marley implores, we better get together. That's right after this.
Mark.
mark your calendars and make notes in your day timer to pick up your copy of the Natural Awakening's Natural Living Directory for 2017. This special edition will be displayed as the lone standing February edition and then distributed monthly alongside each regular issue in the Natural Awakening's usual distribution locations, from health food stores to practitioner offices to coffee shops, libraries, and rec centers.
Content for the February issue includes Sacred Passage, Conscious Dying as a Transformative Healing Journey, The Ozone, How Oxygen Therapy Heals, Fit for Life, How to Stay Healthy, Flexible and Strong, and Tips for Winter Indoor Kitchen Gardening, Easily Grow Microgreens for Big Nutrition.
And for Valentine's Day, read Transforming the Way Women Relate to Men. You're invited to connect with a greater conscious community, and for you and your business, get it together in 2017. The Natural Awakenings team can help you with copywriting, ad creation, and promotional guidance through the year. Call Andrea at 505-999-1319 or mail publisher at naturalawakeningsnnm.com. You can also download the information you need from the website. Again, naturalawakeningsnnm.com/advertise.
Your Transitions Radio Magazine team invites you to a trio of powerful free New Year online events: Winter of Wellness, Shamanic Journeying, and Shamanic Dreaming.
The Winter of Wellness features a variety of best-selling presenters, including Joan Borisenko, Greg Braden, Bernie Siegel, Ming Tong Gu, and Ocean Robbins, among many others, who will offer leading-edge solutions supporting your personal health with proven methods that address you as an integrative, interconnected whole. Our TRM friend Sondra Ingerman presents the healing power of shamanic journeying, and Richard Moss presents the shamanic power of active dreaming. Both events also free online, an opportunity to shift into direct knowing.
Just go to our website, transradio.com, tomorrow afternoon and click on the hot links, Winter of Wellness and or Shamanic Journeying and or Shamanic Dreaming. Do them all.
Those of you who listen to us regularly know that our sponsor recommendations are informed by our personal experience. Our Santa Fe dentist of choice, Dr. Laura Como, is a perfect example.
We endorse her for her skills, efficiency, and caring. Dr. Laura Como understands that the whole body is not healthy unless the mouth is healthy. That's why it's critical that everyone get regular dental care with Dr. Como, emphasizing the importance of prevention as opposed to just treating disease.
Going to the dentist can be anxiety-provoking, but Dr. Laura has built her reputation on providing exceptional dentistry with compassionate care. Her beautiful office and fun, friendly staff will put you at ease and have you love visiting the dentist. Call 505-570-9578 and visit online LauraComoDentist.com. That's LauraComeauDentist.com.
Greenfire Times is a monthly publication spotlighting initiatives that create positive impacts on climate change, energy independence, and green job development. Greenfire Times provides news and views from the sustainable Southwest, with information for anyone interested in discovering the wealth of opportunities and resources available in our region. Articles cover green businesses, products, services, entrepreneurship, jobs, design, building, energy, and investing. Also, sustainable agriculture, arts and culture, ecotourism, education, food, the healing arts, and much more. Greenfire Times is widely distributed at newsstands from Albuquerque to Taos. A downloadable online edition is available at greenfiretimes.com, where you can also find their advertising rates and sizes. Call for information at 505-471-5177. That's 471-5177.
Okay, change of pace here musically and vibrationally. L-O-V-E, Law of Vibrational Energy. However, this is a little bit of a protest from Seventh Generation Rise, Third Eye, the fifth world album, a top 80 in 2016.
Existing out in desperate times, so much running through our minds. Ancestors are calling you, now's the time to do what you do. Prophecies we can't ignore, we're the ones we've been waiting for. Activating our third eye, seventh generation. In the face of our adversity, uncommon courtesy. Between heaven and sky, and still we wonder why. Politics turning tricks like a ton of bricks, blocking out the sun. Nowhere to hide, nowhere to run. In the name of a Babylonian, stopping the flow again. Drain our streams as our fish float again. Mother Nature, let us save her. In the name of our ignorance and our self-defense, funding atrocities. Why are we living on our knees? Existing now in desperate times. So much running through our minds. Ancestors are calling you. Now's the time to do what you do. The prophecies we can't ignore. We're the ones we've been waiting for. Activating our third eye. Seventh generation. Sun, but we're distracted with guns. In the name of the Babylonians, the 1% again, pulling strings with these things that keep us down on our knees. No time left behind. A fiscal tragedy, World Bank dynasty, funding our own demise.
I've got my fist held high.
Existing now in desperate times.
To dreams, foreshadowing hopes as I'm welcoming change. I won't condone another day feeling deranged. We do it to ourselves if we keep playing the game. Still pointing fingers, yet we are to blame for not speaking up and returning away. Condoning yet another war as justice decays, with poison for food and neurotoxins to drink, affecting our functions and abilities to think. The illusion is weak as we've reached our peak. Idling no more, cause it's peace that we seek. We don't inherit the earth, we're all just passing through. Borrowed from the generations following you. Like the old timer said, get to the garden instead. As sure as the rivers flow, and our blood is red.
Existing now in desperate times. So much running through our minds. Ancestors are calling you. Now's the time, so do what you do. Seven.
better when we're together. So much better when we're together. I don't know what happened on the way. How did we not learn from the mistakes? Oh baby, yes I'ma stand up. And will you come with me? If I fall down, you can take the lead. I know you're tired, I know you're weary. I know the ways of the world can be scary. I know it's so much better when we're together. You and I know it's so much better when we're together. Yeah. Now we've all been there before. Either side of the wall. Want to watch it fall, yeah. She want to watch it, he want to watch it. Lift your heads up and put your weapons down. Put them down now. We all know what makes the world go round, around, around. Now there's a reason for every trial. Each other for survival. Yes, I'm tired, I'm a little weary. Oh, the ways of Babylon is so crazy. But it's so much better when we're together. Yes, it is now. And that is so much better when we're together. I've been there before. Oh, yeah. No matter which side of the wall. Oh, yeah. We wanna watch it fall. Oh, yeah. He want to watch it, she want to watch it. Cause we're so much. Oh, my, 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 my. Yeah, yeah.
Set here on TRM and 98.1 Radio Free Santa Fe. Ziggy Marley, Better Get It Together, from his self-titled album. Ziggy Marley came out last year. We gave it a top 20. Seventh Generation Rise did Third Eye from the Fifth World, the top 80 album. And one more Sunday of the best of 2016 top 98 albums. That's next week. Meanwhile, we're about to wrap up this show. We have a beautiful set of music to take you out and some information on next week right after these messages.
Flo Magdalena, founder of Heartthread and author of I Remember Union, The Story of Mary Magdalena, will be in New Mexico for a Heartthread practitioner training February 10th through the 12th, as well as a series of evening events. Heartthread is a revolutionary process that releases old limiting patterns and imprints stored in the cells of the body through the field of the heart. The important and amazing thing is that our patterns and challenges shift dramatically when we address them from the inner state of our own hearts.
A simple, effective practice, Heartthread is easily incorporated into therapy, bodywork, other healing modalities, and personal practices. Flo will be channeling messages from Mary Magdalena on February 7th, the Council of Light and Galactic Federation on the 8th in Santa Fe.
And John Henry, the angelic source of Heartthread creation through Flo in Bernalillo on the 9th. Details online at heartthreadinternational.com or call Raphael 575-770-1228. That's 575-770-1228.
Your Transitions Radio Magazine team invites you to Healing with Charge with Anodea Judith and Goddesses in Every Woman with Jean Shinoda Bolin, both free online events.
Healing with Charge, energy psychology practices for mastering your life force, offers ways to expand your comfort zone of charge to integrate a full spectrum experience from the meditative to the ecstatic. Also, why charge is essential to heal the residue of any past trauma you're still carrying, and how your body can act as a battery to store charge so it's ever present. Goddesses and Every Woman puts you in touch with the intuitive wisdom of the Greek goddess Hecate, empowering you to trust your inner wisdom. Also, how to connect with the healing humor of the Greek goddess Bori Bobo. Connect with that Uzumu, Japanese goddess of mirth and dance, all empowering you to keep your heart intact when facing limitation and loss.
Just go to our website, transradio.com, tomorrow afternoon and click on the hot link, Healing with Charge and or Goddesses in Every Woman.
To our third and final TRM Bulletin Board of the Morning for this January 22nd edition of our show, and back to Joe's Did You Know newsletter and Sheila's bit of information on supplementing the poor quality of food, not in the restaurant, but what a lot of people buy in stores, unfortunately. She says vitamin C complex, not ascorbic acid, full spectrum of B's, probiotics, cod liver oil, magnesium, and a broad spectrum of minerals. Stranded on a desert island, allow just a few supplements. I would choose the following minerals, probiotics, K2 and A. I would not need a capsule of D, as I already have sunshine on my deserted island. Forgive me, vegetarians, I respect that there are many reasons to choose that diet. And if you are a veteran vegetarian, you no doubt have learned very sophisticated ways to ensure you get all your nutrients. Pick up a copy of the January issue of Tables Today on Joe's Dining and have a wonderful brunch. If not, go online to joesdining.com and get your copy there.
One reason we endorse our personal dentist, Dr. Laura Como, is her emphasis on everyone getting regular dental care for prevention, as opposed to later treating disease. Dr. Laura has built her reputation on providing exceptional dentistry with compassionate care, and may have you love visiting the dentist. Call 505-570-9578 or visit online lauracomodentist.com.
All right, the subject is change the world for the better with a book. Well, what about a book? One of the ways you can do this is to write and publish one. It's not as difficult as you may think. Most of the people we have on our show come to our attention because they have a book. That's good. Some books have changed my life. That's great. But writing a book isn't easy for most of us. It can get easier if we have someone who has walked this path before us to help us along the road. Enter our good friend and personal friend, Bill O'Hanlon, author of some 35 books and frequent TRM guest. I love him. Hey, he's willing to invite you to a free online series that can help you become a published author, make a bigger contribution, and even earn some extra money. He knows how to do it. He's done it. Check it out online, bookwritingsecrets.com/TRM. Real easy. bookwritingsecrets.com/TRM, and we'll also have that on the website sometime tomorrow for you to just click on the link and scurry over to Bill's free series.
The Academy for the Love of Learning presents Life Songs Community Creative Ensemble. Elders, youth, community members, and artists connect through creative collaboration by utilizing music, movement, poetry, storytelling, and other media to share life experiences and create new work together. The ensemble meets on Tuesday afternoons from 2 to 3:30 p.m. and for details, call 505-995-1860 or visit their website, aloveoflearning.org.
All right. If you go to our website, as I mentioned just a minute ago, transradio.com, there are a bunch of free offerings, and we'll put Bill at the top, Bill O'Hanlon, but check it all out with the hot links. And do you have another one to do?
I'm good.
You're good? All right. I'm back to the Twitter presidency revised. A great article by Thomas Friedman of the New York Times came out last week. He's giving some suggestions to Donald Trump. You know, you did it this way. If you had it done it this way, it'd be much better for everybody, including yourself. So he says, what if on New Year's, Trump, instead of tweeting, quote, Happy New Year to all, including to my many enemies who lost so badly they just don't know what to do, he had tweeted, quote, Happy New Year to every American, especially to Hillary Clinton and her supporters who fought a tough campaign. Very tough. Let's get together, make 2017 amazing for every American. Love. Well, what if after, instead of calling Senator Minority Leader Chuck Schumer head clown, he had tweeted, quote, Chuck, you are the man, top Democrat now that Obama's gone. You love to deal? Send me your best healthcare experts and we'll fix this thing together in 24 hours so every American gets better, cheaper care. We'll both be heroes. Well, me just a little bit more than you. Call me. Well, end of quote. That is the sound of magnanimity. It would have generated a flood of goodwill that would make solving every big problem easier. And it would cost Trump nothing. Too bad, Donald. I wish I could say it to you directly, but you can. Suggest better languaging. Call him. 202-456-1414. 202. That's the number of the White House, 202-456-1414. And that's it for us this week. Next, Flo Ayeva Magdalena, Heart Thread founder, previews her February events in New Mexico and engages her book, Sunlight on Water, A Guide to Soulful Living in the Light. Colleen Morrow continues on spiritual telepathy, ancient techniques to access the wisdom of your soul. And Greg Mello of the Los Alamos Study Group concludes on issues of global and local significance facing us ahead.
Celebrating 33 years in broadcasting, now with TransitionsMultimedia.com, the voices of love and presence, NTRM Whole Brain Radio, 3 hours with a paranormal music integration, stimulating a whole brain excitation at transradio.com.
Here's a couple of good songs to take you out. Okay. Rod Harani, Higher Love, Just One Drop, Top 98. Mark Arelli, Look Up for a Song, Top 20. What a way to end the show today. Have a good week ahead.
Think about it. That must be a higher love. Deep in my heart or in the stars above. Without it, life is a waste of time. Look inside your heart and I look inside mine. Things move so fast everywhere. In this whole world, what is fair? We walk blind and we try to see. Falling behind in what could be. Bring me a higher love. Bring me a higher love. Oh, bring me a higher love. Oh, it's that.
Scraps of paper, chewing gum. My work here is never done. They exit now in single file. I sweep the floors and scrub the tiles as dying echoes quiet the room. And and leave me leaning on my broom. Above me now the fall of man, but it all depends on where you stand. Is he letting go or reaching out for Adam's hand? Look up, look up, there are angels flying low enough to see. Look up, oh, look up. For long years I bent my back, painting every plaster crack. The hand of God and Adam's sin rained down in brush drops thick and thin. I ache with shame and head foam through the darkened streets of Rome, past the night girls calling out to me and drunkards praying on their knees. Above me now the canopy, the stars in all their majesty, remind me of the master I will never be. Look up, look up, there are angels flying low. Look up, oh, look above the blessed and cursed. Like ants they scurry on the earth, debauchery and daily chores, always hungry, wanting more. I sent them plague and flood and fire, tried so hard to stay inspired and somehow solve the mystery of what they ever saw in. If I could only kneel before the man who sweeps the chapel floor, show him he's as holy as the angels, maybe more. Look up, look up.
Poetic Muse and Awakening Views expressed on Transitions Radio Magazine TRM are not necessarily those of Hutton Broadcasting.
Comments and feedback welcome. Email hosts at transradio.com and on Facebook, Transitions Multimedia, where you can like us and belong.